Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Deer moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Lombardozzi moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Newman reaches second base with a double. Lombardozzi scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gladden throws the ball into Getty, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Deer reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Deer moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs, who is chasing the ball. Brunansky reaches third base with a triple. Gaetti goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Brunansky scores. It's 3 to nothing, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Larkin moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Neves, and towards Castillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Neves covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Laudner reaches second base with a double. There goes Lombardozzi trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. There goes Deer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.